Every Tuesday, we check in with the folks over at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber, as there's never a shortage of topics coming out of the chamber. Joining us now is Jake Polansky. I'm going to take a look at the latest economic indicator dashboard, specifically about the job growth that we've seen lately. Jake, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, Brian. I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing very well. So, press release, when did this one come out? The press release came out on September 14th. Says Capital Region job growth boosted by construction and manufacturing sectors. Tell us all about it, and more to the point, tell us what it means.
Yeah, so I'll get to that in a second. That was a storyline that we've definitely been watching and that we were excited to see this month. There was a lot of good economic storylines coming out this month. The labor market remains extremely hot. Employers across the Capital Region are hiring at the highest levels that they've been hiring in the past 12 months. We can tell that through job postings data. So business is good in the Capital Region, and that's what we want to see. But like you mentioned, one thing that we have been watching quite particularly is the construction sector. And what we noticed is construction employment has come back extremely strongly, construction and manufacturing both, but especially construction over the past 12 months. And just to give you a number to kind of kick us off, and I'm sure we'll have time to dig into it more, but just over the past year, we have grown construction jobs in the Capital Region by 5,200. That's an 11% growth rate. That's the highest in the Capital Region. That's more than double the second fastest growing industry in the Capital Region, which is manufacturing, so another goods producing industry. So we're seeing strong growth in this sector, and that's something that's great to see.
So when it comes to construction, we are talking commercial construction here or residential?
Sure. So it's honestly going to include mostly construction. And In the Capital Region, a lot of our construction industry is tied to industrial construction.
Right.
And just to kind of rewind a little bit, if we think back to 2018, kind of before the pandemic started, 2018 was a great year for construction employment in Baton Rouge. 2019, it hit a bit of a lull, and that lull was just exacerbated a bit by the pandemic. A lot of those industrial construction projects that we saw that were planned for 2020 or were being discussed in 2020 were put on hold. And delayed because of the pandemic. So we saw a pretty significant downturn in the construction industry. But over the past couple of years, we've seen construction employment come back extremely strongly. And we can tell by looking at one other interesting data point, and that is unemployment. Because when people go on unemployment, they often they tell us what industry they're coming to unemployment from. So we can tell whether they're coming from leisure and hospitality, from retail, something like that. And if we think of April 2020, so right after the pandemic started, this is the peak of pandemic era unemployment. Mm-hmm. If we think of April 2020 and compare that to April 2023, which is just the end of Q1 this year, unemployment in the construction sector fell more than any other sector save for one. And that only other sector is food services. I mean, that kind of makes sense. All those restaurants and bars shut down. So construction employment came back strongly, but the big difference between those two sectors is that average weekly wages in food services is about $300 a week, whereas in construction, that's about $1,300 a week. So these are not only a lot of jobs that we're bringing back, but really good, really high-paying jobs too.
Yeah, that's always the cool part about construction jobs is while they're great jobs on their own, you know they're building someplace where someone's about to go to work anyway.
Yes, that's right. And that's something that, you know, that's the nature of the construction industry. It can be a little bit more volatile than some of these other industries just because it does depend on kind of the nature of the economy and what's going on and what projects are being announced and what projects are actually being brought to fruition. And I mean, if we kind of dig deeper into some of the specifics within the construction industry, if you look at employment in the construction of buildings, we have about 4,000 more workers now than we did before the pandemic working in construction of buildings. So a lot of these are going to be those industrial buildings, those industrial facilities. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you drive around Baton Rouge, you are seeing a lot of new apartment complexes pop up. You're seeing new neighborhoods being built. You're seeing new shopping centers being developed. And a lot of those centers are putting people to work. So that goes into that too. And then the only other one that I really want to hit on is specialty trade contractors. So think your electricians, think your plumbers, think your carpenters. This specific subset of workers within the construction industry was hit the hardest by COVID. We lost about a quarter of our specialty trades workers right when the pandemic started. About a quarter. That's a significant amount. And if you fast forward from right after the pandemic started to today, we're about even. So we've about recovered all of those specialty trades workers that we've lost. And these are really important workers that we need for these industrial facilities, but also just across the capital region generally.
We're talking with Jake Polansky from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber about the latest economic indicator dashboard, more specifically jobs, what jobs are up there right now, and construction's definitely on the rise. Jake, what else did you take away from the latest indicator dashboard?
Yeah, like I mentioned, the labor market is still extremely hot. And if you look at the jobs that employers are still hiring for the most, a lot of them are the same that they have been over the past really 12, 18, even 24 months. Registered nurses have been the most in-demand occupation in the capital region for the past couple years now. Mm-hmm. And that's the case not only in the capital region, but across the country generally too. Nurses, while not quite as maybe scarily in demand as they were right after the pandemic started, they are still in great demand. We also see a lot of demand for general retail workers and sales reps as well. And if you kind of dig into jobs that are in demand for people with a bachelor's degrees or more, those registered nurses are going to be up there, but you're also going to see a lot of demand for general managers, your middle-level managers in a host of a variety types of firms, and also accountants. It's that one profession that will never go away. We'll always need those good accountants.
And so what I'm looking at here is more of the overview. You're able to get a little bit more granular on this, but we saw a 5.3% change in private education and health services combined. That's more than just nurses, though, right? What else does that include?
Yeah, that includes a lot of your front office staff and a lot of your kind of your medical clerks, things like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the medical industry, I think if you kind of keep up with the news and read the daily report and things like that, I mean, there's been a lot of announcements and a lot of exciting synergy going on in Baton Rouge's healthcare ecosystem. And a lot of those project announcements include expanding facilities. And when you expand facilities, you need more people to fill those jobs. So it's not only nurses, like you mentioned. I mean, researchers, medical clerks, mm-hmm. data entry folks, front office staff, even folks working in billing departments and human resources, things like that. When the healthcare ecosystem grows in Baton Rouge, that grows not only these nurse jobs, but like you mentioned, all these other types of jobs as well. So that's fantastic.
Okay. How much of this, and Jake Polansky from the Chambers, our guest, how much of what we're seeing today is a result of shakeups in recent years or recent months and years in the cancer care sector specifically? I mean, when you're talking about healthcare, that's one thing, but we saw the split between Our Lady of the Lake and Mary Bear Perkins. We saw realignment between a number of different, MD Anderson coming to town. And like, how much of this is a result of those recent shakeups?
Sure. I think some of it certainly is some of that is responsible for this increased demand for these types of healthcare workers. But I'll be honest, I think what is driving this even more is going to be our aging population. We actually got new census data out from the American Community Survey. It's produced by the Census Bureau. Mm-hmm. We got new data out. It was last week. And one thing that we really took away when we looked at this data is we looked at the population of the Baton Rouge Metro, specifically the population of folks age 65 and up. And when you look at that group specifically, that is by far the fastest growing age demographic in Baton Rouge. Since 2019, that age group alone, 65 and up, has grown 9%, and that is significant. So I think what we're really seeing is we're seeing an aging population, and we're not unique at this either. This is happening across the country. But as our population ages, they are going to demand more medical services. So like you said, I think we are becoming a very strong competitor in a regional center for cancer care, mm-hmm. and other types of specialty care as well. But I do think what's driving this overall growth is just our aging population that's really demanding these types of services more and more.
Now, a little bit later on this hour, we're going to cover a story about Women's Hospital in the mental health space. That's another area of medicine that just in healthcare that has just grown rapidly over recent years, which means more people being employed by it.
Absolutely. That's right. So I think as our population continues to age and as these partnerships continue to kind of mature, I think we're going to see more hiring in this space. And that's exciting to see because this is an important sector for Baton Rouge.
We got Jake Polansky from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber talking about jobs, talking about the economic indicator dashboard, which I literally nerd out on every single month. All right, we got to compare ourselves to other cities because that's what we do. How are we looking unemployment-wise versus those that we would consider – the comps?
Yeah, so if you look at our economic indicator dashboard, which is available at the Baton Rouge Area Chamber's website, we always compare ourselves to a group of peer metros. Now, these are peer metros that these are other cities across the South and the Southeast that are, you know, oftentimes a little bit bigger than us, often have a little bit bigger bigger economies than us. So they're places that we're striving to be like. Mm-hmm. And when we look at some of these other cities, cities like Birmingham, Alabama, and Little Rock, Arkansas, Louisville, even New Orleans, if you compare us to some of these cities over the past year, we have the second highest rate of job growth. And also our unemployment rate is 3%. And that's extremely low, and it's right in line with our peer metros right now. So I think some of this, when you compare Baton Rouge to our peer metros, we're doing extremely well. And I think there's a lot of cities around the country, even some of our peer metros on this list, who look to us and say they want to be doing, you know, more of what we're doing. They want the type of job growth that we're seeing here in Baton Rouge. So I think we're doing extremely well compared to our peer metros. So that's great to see.
Very much so. And the numbers are just there. I mean, I'm looking at them right now with 3% unemployment here in Baton Rouge. Birmingham has 2.1, but when you look at Greenville, South Carolina, which we just came back from not long ago, they're at 3.3%. Louisville, Kentucky at 4. I mean, we're right in there. We're right in that mix.
That's right. I mean, I think I always like to dive a little deeper into some of our Louisiana peer metros, including like New Orleans and Lafayette. And I think when you compare our job growth compared to some of the job growth that they're seeing in some of these other metros, you know, New Orleans and Lafayette are fantastic places to be, and they're growing jobs in important places. But over the last month alone, most of their job growth came from restaurants and bars, as opposed to some of these more heavy industrial sectors like you're seeing in Baton Rouge, some of these healthcare sectors that you're seeing in Baton Rouge grow. And these jobs that you're seeing grow in Baton Rouge are typically higher paying jobs with higher average weekly wages. So we're, again, kind of something that I hit on earlier. We're not only growing jobs generally here in Baton Rouge, we're growing good jobs that people can make a real living off of.
We got Jake Polansky from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber talking about where the jobs are at right now. Okay, got to talk about something that's always near and dear to my heart, and that's the hotel market here in Baton Rouge. How are we looking?
Yeah, so this week was kind of funny because if you compare this week to the same week in 2021, this is the same week when I believe it was Hurricane Ida that hit. Mm-hmm. And so when that hit, that kind of boosted hotel numbers across the region for that month, as people who were fleeing the storm and the damage stayed in Baton Rouge area hotels. But when you compare this year to typical years, we're doing extremely well. Our occupancy rates are above that of previous years, and our revenues in our hotels across our region are above that of previous years as well. So I think that's a testament to the Baton Rouge Metro's tourism economy. It's continuing to grow. It's continuing to strengthen. And we're continuing to see more people who want to make staycations and vacations out of their time in Baton Rouge. And you're seeing that reflected in these hotel numbers.
Yeah, and this has been a concern. You're talking about a perfect storm here, from pandemic to storms to a turnover in longtime leadership at Visit Baton Rouge as well, where Jill Kidder moves in and has to kind of, I'll steal the term from Breck, has to kind of reimagine where we're headed here. So clearly the plans she's putting together, we're starting to see those efforts bear fruit as well.
Yeah, that's right. And Jill's done a fantastic job over there. And I think you're seeing a lot of energy just generally in the leisure and hospitality space. I know there's the former Holiday Inn downtown that's getting revamped, and the construction on that's looking really exciting. I know Hotel Indigo recently announced that they're doing a total revamp of their space downtown as well. So you're seeing a lot of that energy being reflected in these hotels downtown, but across the region generally wanting to spruce up their space, show that they have something really special to offer to tourists staying in the capital region.
Less than 60 seconds to go with Jake Polansky from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Okay, we know where unemployment numbers are. Let's talk about available jobs. What markets still have a lot that's open?
Sure. I mean, if you look at the markets that are still hiring a lot, our government and our healthcare sectors specifically are hiring for the most number of people. Mm-hmm. And there was a report out yesterday that showed that government trend here is also a trend nationally. Government jobs across the country have been hiring more so than the private sector over the past year. So you're seeing that happen here as well. But also, we talked a lot about healthcare on this call, and healthcare jobs are booming in the capital region. Employers need people to fill those jobs.
He is Jake Polansky with the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Always love breaking down the numbers and talking jobs with you, man. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.